This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. This week's Haftarah is the Haftarah of Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh comes from the Navi Yechezkel, Parak Mem Hei, Pasuk Tezayin, until Parak Mem Vav, Pasuk Yerches. There's one item I want to bring to your attention, and it talks about when the king enters the Mikdash, as opposed to when an Am Haaretz enters the Mikdash. And this really highlights to us the difference between a Chacham and an Am Haaretz. And hopefully we're on the level of a Chacham, and if not, we know what we have to strive for. In the Haftorah, in Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Ches, it talks about the Nasi. Uvevoy ha-Nasi, when the Nasi comes, Derech Ulam Hashar Yavoy, by way of the hall of the gate, he enters. Uvedarka Yetzei, and he has to leave the same way he came in. The way he comes in is the way he goes out. Uvevoy Am Haaretz Lifnei Hashem B'Moyadim, when the unlearned man of the earth comes before God on the Yom Tovim, Haba Derech Shar Tzafoin Lishtachavoyis, one who comes through the north gate, Yetzei Derech Shar Negev, goes out through the south gate. Someone who comes out of the south gate, leads to the north gate. So we basically get the point. When an Am Haaretz comes in, he does not leave the same way he came. But the pasuk like sort of keeps on banging at it. He should not return the way of the gate that he entered. He needs to leave in the opposite way. I mean, we sort of got that already when it says when you come in the north, you leave the south, and you come in the east, you leave the west. But no, that's not enough. Just in case you didn't get it, he should not leave the way he came. He needs to leave in an opposite way. Oh, but now you probably forgot about the king. You're going to think that if the Am Haaretz has to leave a different way that he came in, maybe the king also, even though we just said a split second ago, the king leaves and comes in the same gate. But just in case you forgot, Behanasi, Besaicham, Bevayam Yavai, Ubetseisam Yetzeo. The Nasi, no. He should, the way he enters is he enters, and he leaves is the way he leaves the same way. So first of all, who cares? Why is it legislated that you leave a different way than you came by an Am Haaretz? And why does it mention twice that the king has to come in one way and leave the exact same way? So comes the Chassid Yavetz. Chassid Yavetz is one of the classic Perushim on Perkei Avos, written by Rabbi Yosef Yavetz, one of the Gerushei Sfarad. I heard from one of my Rabbeim, Rabbi Yamin Luban, that he said that he heard from Rabbi Chaim Zaitchik that a skula for Yira Shamayim is to learn the Sfarim of the Chassid Yavetz. And he says, what's the difference between a Chacham and an Am Haaretz? I'll give you my example. Rabbi, we once had this shir before. Said, why? We had shir on Parshas Tazria. We had a lot of shir on Parshas Tazria. This is a different shir. No, but the guy doesn't get beyond the fact that the shir is on Parshas Tazria. He's only listening so minimally that he knows what the topic of the parsha is. Beyond that, he's not really listening. So for him, it's the same shir. Rabbi, we already had a shir on this topic. Yeah, about this topic. But I'm talking about a different point on the topic. Not listening carefully enough to know the nuance of what part of the topic we're talking about. So the more sophisticated somebody is, the more carefully they listen, and when they hear something remotely similar, the more sophisticated they are, there's no comparison. It's a completely different subject. But people are superficial. So, Rabbi, I heard that before. Really? Yeah. I once heard a shir before. To him, every shir is exactly the same, because I once heard a Torah before. How many times do I have to hear a shir? What do you mean? It's endless. The subject, we could talk about a different particle of the same topic. But the Am Haaretz, they don't get that. So therefore, we tell the Am Haaretz, is going to come to the Mikdash, and he's going to see the Menorah. Oh, it's beautiful! A seven-armed kli! And he's done. He doesn't get anything more. If he's going to leave in the same way he came in, he's going to just see a seven-armed kli and say, Shein gezen, I already saw that 10 minutes ago. I have nothing to add. So we say, okay, you Am Haaretz, go look at something else. You already saw that? Go look at the Mizbeach on the way out. But everything is so superficial, he doesn't get anything from the Menorah, and he doesn't get anything from the Mizbeach. But at least, you know, he'll think he has seen two different things. But the goal in life is not to, oh, I saw this, I saw that. You saw the menorah. We know you saw the menorah, but you weren't really mamik in the menorah. How deep did you go into the menorah? So now we tell the chacham, the same way you came in, much better than bekiyus of just seeing some other kli, is look at the very same menorah you looked at when you came in, and then analyze it deeper, look at it more in a more profound way, and that is actually something that is more compelling and will have a greater influence on somebody than just superficially looking at something. Again, this is sort of, you know, the debate, what's more important, bekiyus or iyun? You know, in yeshiva, in some yeshivas they focus on iyun, you know, just analyzing very, very deeply. In some yeshivas they go more superficially to cover a lot of ground. You know, what will impact the person more? So this explanation is sort of is emphasizing the concept that iyun actually will have more profound impact on a person than, because now the truth is that it's a famous machlokes at the end of Horeos, what's better, Sinai or Oikar Harim? And the Gemara comes out, Sinai, Bikios is better, but it could be nowadays that everything's already printed, it's a different story. Okay, let's take a look at that inside. This is on page Yod Aleph. Again, this comes from the Sefer Chosid Yavitz on Perkei Avos, and this is in comment on this week's Haftorah. The Inyan, Ki malas hachacham alam ha'aretz, ki maila ruchnias legufnis niras l'chash. The advantage of the chacham over the am ha'aretz is a spiritual advantage, not a physical advantage that is apparent. The ahavasoi betchila eino yela mitzad ha'dimyon levad. Whatever commonality there is only superficial. You have two guys, they're both 6'2", they both weigh 197 pounds, they look exactly the same, but one guy is a chacham, the other guy ain't. And when the Am Ha'aretz sees that not only is he not similar to the chacham, but he's no comparison, so he begins to despise the chacham. Ulezu asiva tziva Hashem Yisbarach ubabaya ma'aretz ki lo yitzeh darach hashar ki hikbid Hashem shlo yira hashar beis pa'amim. God does not want the Am Ha'aretz to see the same place twice. Pen yishve be'enav l'shar beisu v'kira sabayis v'kira yisav. He says, you know why? Yeah, this is a mikdash. My house is a mikdash. I also have a house. I also have walls. I also have a ceiling. Pal, your ceiling in your house is, you know, is Eitzim Avonim. This is the Makam HaVashras HaShchina. We tell the Amorites, get out of here as soon as possible. Whatever you saw the first time, don't look at it again. Look at something the second time and get out of here. V'lezeh hizker ha-pasuk b'roishoy k'diyasoy lo'yhoyseh ala mizman lezman. The study, the analysis of an Am Ha'aretz is not exact. It's not precise. It's just very generalized. It's very superficial. And therefore, it seems big in the beginning and it dissipates. But the king, who he has an intellectual understanding, does not require this. The more he looks at something, the more he appreciates it, the more he sees in it. Therefore we tell him, you could leave in the same way that you came. And he says, this was the Cheda Ha'egal. The Cheda Ha'egal emanated from the fact that, so to speak, the Mishkan was so close to them, meaning the tent of Moshe Rabbeinu. They became so used to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe! Yeah, he's just a rabbi. He's nothing special. You know, rabbis come and go. We'll get a different rabbi. We'll have another prabha next week. We'll get a different one. They're all the same. We have 100 resumes. They're all the same. So Moshe, what did Moshe have to do? He had to pack out. Moshe moved his tent. So they don't spend so much time with him. Okay, Rabbi say that's the Haftorah of Parshas HaChodesh, and we'll pick it up soon in the second half. We'll do Chodesh Nisan.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.